Jake Spaulding with you as it's time once again to talk Jackson Heights football here on the Cobra Locker Room Chat right here on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Speaking as always with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Jackson Heights coming off of a big game last week at home against Onega, 55-0. The Cobras improved to 6-0 on the season and heading into another district matchup this next week against Valley Falls. But coach, before we dive into that game this week, let's talk a little bit about last week and an Onega team that had multiple looks, that had different guys that could step up at any different part of the game. You guys seem to handle them from the opening kickoff up until the final whistle was blown. But just 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, tell me how you have had a chance now to look back at that game and what you take away from it.
You know, I thought Onega did a great job there on their first drive. You know, they were able to get two first downs right out of the gate, and it was kind of a weird situation. So they get two first downs out of the gate, but total on the whole drive, they gained 6 yards on the drive with, like, penalties and lost yardages. But the hidden factor in all that is they took 7.5 minutes off the clock, and we don't get the ball till 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. But we were able to score there quick before the first quarter ended. And there in the second quarter, we exploded a little bit more. I think we had 28 points in the second quarter, and the offense was running smoothly. But the really thing that we really need to keep harping on our kids is varsity only ran 24 plays again the whole entire game. That's something that, you know, we're still working on. We're still getting the, working on the kids, getting in the second half a lot more. Ill will towards the other teams, but our kids need play. Our kids need plays, and our kids need to stay on the field. And here in the next couple weeks, we are going to get a lot tougher challenges this week with Valley Falls and then next week with JCN. So hopefully we can keep the train rolling and keep going to 1-0.
Talking about this last week again, you also saw your quarterback, senior Drake Mellies, break a school record for rushing yards in a single game and just did that on a handful of carries. 334 yards rushing, breaking the school record. What was his performance like for you as you were taking that in?
It's one of those awe moments. You know, he had 11 carries for 334 yards, but he also was 6-9 passing for 167 yards and 2 touchdowns, and a big 70-yard pass play also got called back to Austin Zeller. That was a touchdown that got called back because of a hold. But you know, Drake's just an exceptional athlete, but more importantly, he's an exceptional human being. He's the first person that will go out of his way to thank the offensive line, thank his skill positions, thank his coaches, thank his teachers, administration. He's a great role model for the youth of Jackson Heights, and I can't say enough good things about him. And he's earned everything that he has right now with the hard work that he's put in over the summer, and I'm just really, really proud of him and the team.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, this is something that you just alluded to. It's not something that he's going to just say, look at me, look at me. He's definitely a kid that was given props to his teammates for that performance as well. Again, Jackson Heights 55-0 in that win at home against Onega. The Cobras now perfect in district play as well as their overall record shows, as well as 6-0. Big time matchup this week on the road at Valley Falls. We'll talk about that with head coach Caleb Wick coming up next here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats here on KNZA. Jake Spaulding back with you talking Cobra football here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat every single Thursday right here on 103.9 KNZA. Talk about this Cobra team with head coach Caleb Wick, 6-0 heading into their next district contest, their final regular season road game. It's at Valley Falls this week, coach, a Valley Falls Dragon team that coming in with just a 1-5 record, their lone win on the season back in week number 1 against Horton, but a team that has struggled in the past few weeks. Just tell me about your game plan heading into this matchup and against a Northeast Kansas League rival and a district game.
Well, just talking about Valley Falls a little bit, you can definitely tell from week 1 to now coming in on week 7, they've gotten a lot better during the course of the year. I know they're playing a lot of young kids up there, but coach really gets them to play hard each and every game. You can tell that on film. They're flying around, especially on defense. I think their defense is very, very good. Probably one of the better defenses we've played against during the course of the year. And, you know, their offense might be a little bit behind where their defense is at right now, but, you know, they got a couple skill positions that they can throw the ball to. They got a couple big running backs that, if they get a full head of steam going downhill, they're going to be tough to tackle. And they run some good stuff on offense that we're definitely going to be ready for, need to be ready for, especially the dive option. We definitely need to watch our P's and Q's on that. And if the quarterback gets out of the pocket, we have to be able to contain him. And they run some good stuff that we're definitely going to have to watch our keys on, especially in the passing game. And It's one of those things for us. We just need to work on ourselves again. You know, there's always something we can get better at. We have that 1-0 mentality. And offensively, I think we can do a little bit better execution-wise. And defensively, I think we need to line up a little bit better, especially in our 3, 4, and 5 fronts. We like to be a lot more multiple as the season progresses. But overall, I like the trajectory on where we're at right now, and just hopefully we can get better this week.
Speaking of trajectory, again, this is something that us media pundits look at every single week, but a Week 8 matchup next week at home against JCN is a thing that's been looming for a long time. Both teams undefeated right now. How do you keep your kids grounded knowing that it's 1 week at a time?
You know, these are high school kids, so you know they look ahead. You know they know what the big-time matchups are and the big-time games are, but I think our kids are grounded enough to know, you know, what's ahead of them and what's right in front of them right now, and that's a Valley Falls Dragons team that really wants to spoil our party, you know, spoil everything for us. That would be a district title. That would be a league title. That would be up for grabs next week with a win, and I'm sure Coach Snyder at JCN is saying the same thing. You know, they have a tough opponent this week as well, and, you know, you got to go 1-0 before you can, you know, see the big prize at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. So, you know, JCN's a great ball club, but we'll talk about that a little bit more next week. But right now we're worried about Valley Falls, and, you know, let's cross that off the bucket list, so to speak, right now. And we know it's going to be a tall task for us, especially maybe with a little bit of rain in the forecast. So we don't know what that's going to entail, you know, with lightning delays and everything like that. So it could be something that derails, you know, our focus. So we have to do a good job as a coaching staff to keep them engaged for sure.
All right, let's move on real quickly here. As districts for 2026-2027 came out yesterday, and only two teams aside from Jackson Heights staying in the same district heading into the next cycle. Jackson Heights will be in the same district with Onega, Valley Falls, the two teams that you're with right now, but you add in Valley Heights and Centralia, and I know that a lot of people are excited about seeing what new districts look like because it's something fresh, something new that just came out. What are your initial thoughts as you look at the districts for the next couple of years?
Love it. I mean, there's nothing better than going to Valley Heights in the Flint Hills there in late October, early October, where you can see the sunset and you can see the Flint Hills. It's just a beautiful scenery. And they've been a great football team. And then we're bringing in Centralia, a game that we haven't played for a while. And, when you say Centralia, that's all you need to say, you know, with the tradition that they have. And Roger's been doing an amazing job there. And I know Cody's been doing an amazing job at Valley Heights. So it's going to be good to play them. I'm sure Valley Heights is happy that they're back on the east side and they don't have to travel all that way to Salina and Belleville and those places out in the west. So it's going to be good to get them back. It's going to be good to play Onega again. I think they're an up-and-coming program. And then, you know, Valley Falls, like I said, have played a lot of young kids, so they'll be an up-and-coming program as well. And, you know, there's a lot of different teams. You know, Horton going up to 2A, Riverside going up to 2A. So that's going to be a little different for the Northeast Kansas League. But overall, I feel like our league and the Twin Valley League always well represented in the playoffs and, you know, late November game. So overall, I feel like the district is going to be a lot stronger from top to bottom than it was this year. And you know, you got those perennial powers in us and Centralia, which always is a great matchup.
And also Troy dropping down to 8-man Division II starting next year as well. You can go to mscsports.net, check out Brandon Tabman's story about the district assignments for the next 2 years. Well, Coach, good luck to you this week, and we'll do it again next week here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, Head Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Cobra Locker Room Chats every single Thursday right here on 103.9, proudly presented by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Community Healthcare System with the Holton Family Health Center, as well as Ron Kirk's Body Shop.